We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah. Hashechet es ha-toida lefnim. The halach is that when you shech the toida, that is what is matir, the lechem to be eaten, and it gives a kedusha as well. Now the lechem has to be within some type of proximity of the toida. So our Mishnah discusses where does it have to be b'shas the shechita. Hashechet ha-toida lefnim v'lach machutz l'chaim. Someone shech the toida, you know, in lefnim, obviously in the azara, and where was the lachma chutz l'chaim? It was out of the walls of Yerushalayim. We'll touch that way. We'll see in the Gemara Machlekes. Chutz l'chaima, loy kiddush alechem. The lechem is not kadosh. That's one halacha. Another halacha. Shachta asher karam panel betanur. You're baking the matzahs and the chametz, but it wasn't completely done yet. It wasn't karam panel. It didn't get shiny. It didn't get I don't know what the English word for it is, but it didn't get crusty. It didn't get crusted, the matzahs. The halacha is, it's not called lechem yet. It's not called lechem. And therefore, it's not going to be kaddish. Even if only one of them didn't become kaddish, loy kiddish halachem, it's not, it's everything got chutz mechamem, only one loy kiddish halachem. Why? Because the halacha is, you need all the lechamem to be available b'shas shechita. And it means that all has to be called lechem. If one of them is still doesn't have shame lechem, you'll not have kedushas lechem toida in such a case. You won't have that in such a case. That's the mystic, shmak and mystic. Zok tegemar. My chutz lechem, what does it mean that's too far away? It says, shechas ever lefnim, v'lachem chutz lechem, loy kish lechem. What does that mean? Rabbi Yechon Omar means chutz lechem es beis pagi. If it's out of chutz lechem es beis pagi, what's the chutz lechem es beis pagi? So Rashi in Kisya learns chutz lechema hachitzayin of Yerushalayim means the wall of Yerushalayim, but Mashenkein the Rashi and not the Kisya, the regular Rashi says haynu chutz lechema is harabayis. So it's big machloek is what it means chutz lechema in Rav Yechonon. Rav Yechonon either being pretty makel, it could be anywhere in Yerushalayim, but not chutz lechema space pagias when it's no good, doesn't become kaddish, or it means it has to be at least on the harabayis. But Rav Shlokas shows it has to be in the azara. The toida has to be, the lachmei toida have to be in the azara to be kaddish. What's pshat machlekes? Focus on chutz lechem es azara being on al basamach. Pasuk says, im al toida yakivenu hikav al zevach atoida chalas matzos v'hikav al zevach atoida chalas matzos. Al means basamach. Has to be close by. Has to be in the azara. V'yechon omar chutz lechem es beis pagi. Chutz la azara kaddish. L'vinu al basamach. You don't need al basamach. Al means because of it. Beglal. Because of that, not it doesn't have to be. Doesn't mean it has to be close to it. It's doing it for that. And the Gemara says, "We already had this machlokes once, but it comes to the Karm Pesach. The Tanai learned in the Mishnah, Hashekas HaPesach Alacham. The pasuk says that Leisishchet Alacham is Dam Zivchi. You're not allowed to shecht the Karm Pesach when you have chametz, and you use Lashon Al there as well. So the question does Al mean also B'samach there? So it says in the Mishnah like this: Hashechet haPesach al haChametz oiver b'loisase, oiver b'loisase. Who doim afa tamid? Even the tamid shel bein abayim that day, erev Pesach, also you have to be rid of all the chametz. V'amar Rav Shlokas, lo ilam in a chayiv ad shehei oy l'shoichet, the shoichet or l'zayrik, or the zayrik, which is these are kanim, oy l'echav le'achaburo. One person in the chabura imay ba'azara has to be within the azara. And Rabbi Yechonon mafish einim ba'azara. You know it's not with him in the azara if it's anywhere. It's not that being with him in the Azara. Anywhere you have the chametz, they have chametz at home, will be a problem and be a chesaron in the shechitas haPesach or the shechitas haTamid. Now, Tosfos points out when it says echa bnei chabura does not mean for the Tamid. It means one person in Klal Yisrael has chametz, not going to be able to be a Tamid. No, like Tosfos speaks out, oy lach bnei chabura is a pesach koy. I was stomach, which means the Tamid pshid lemechayev mishum achas yisrael. You're not chayev mishum achas yisrael. That's not going to be chayev. Another state. So now we have the same machlokes. So there, according to Rav Shlokas, it has to be imay ba'azara. According to Rav Yechonon, afishein imay ba'azara. So the Gemara is saying, have a same achleikas. Same achleikas. I told you, have a pesach. No, it's not the same achleikas. The itma bahi become Rabbi Yechonon. The kol hechad itza v'isur koy. Rabbi Yechonon holds that anywhere you have chametz, it's a problem. Kol hechad itza v'isur koy. Avalim kaddish lechem, even moidler stalkers that do kiddish lechem, you have to have it in the azara. Maybe mask him. Just because dairy holds chametz in your house, the problem doesn't mean that there's a surah, it's chametz. But to have the kiddish lechem, maybe it has to be here. Even moidler stalkers. The isafrim kaddish of roy le kaddish. Outside is not kaddish. Vietma bahav, it said only by the chagish was only by the taida bahakam rav stalkers. It has to be in the azara. Vahach, even moidler of yechanan. Tzricha, we need both machlekesim. Tanya kafas said Rav Yechonon, Hashoychet es hatoida lefnim velachma chutz lechem is beis pagi. Then like here's a lechem, but if it's in beis pagi, it's kaddish. Again, what does in beis pagi mean? It's like the two Rashi's. One Rashi says it means azara, the wall of the Yerushalayim, chayma Yerushalayim, and Rashi says over here that it means the chayma of the Harabayis. So Pastor Rav Yechonon, you have to know the lachma where it could be. The lachma is in Yerushalayim. Is it kaddish or not? Fear of Yechlan. So Machlaikas, two Rashis. If that's enough or not, that's the Shah Rashi Kaziyar and Rashi, the Miyuchas of Rashi. Zokta Gemara Vaitin, the Mishnah, one daf ayin chesem and beis in the middle. Shokta achloi karm panah betano. That if you shechta before it got crusty, it's not called lechem. Not a meal to run the bray. So, achalois, lechem, chometz, yakrib. We're dashing all the words in this pasuk. The whole pasuk reads, achalois, lechem, chometz, yakrib, kabane, azevach, toy, deshlamov. So we dash first of all like this. Achalis lechem chometz yakriv, karbonai al zevach, melamech ein halacha lechem kadosh, elam kin karmo panah betano. Why? Because it has to be lechem. It has to be lechem. It's not called lechem if it's not crusty. Crusty does not mean that it's fully baked. It just means it starts getting crusty. If you ever see chalas being baked, it gets crusty first. The inside is still doughy. Then it gets more well done inside. It's enough if it's crusty outside. It's called lechem ready. Yakiv karbonei al zevach malamech and lachem kadosh al shchita zevach. When does it become kadosh? With the carbon, with the shchita, the zevach, with the shchita zevach, it becomes a kedushas carbon. And zevach toidas malamech shem shachlo shloim shma lekir shalechem. That usually by a shlomim shloim shma, it's a good carbon. You're not you're your mitzvah not oil shem chayim, but it's a good carbon. Mechadish the pasuk that unless it's done shem shlomim, it does not get kedusha on the lechem. The lechem and kedusha is totally in the lishma as well. Tana b'olim tana b'raisa, yoytzu matzah, no, yoytzu with matzah that's a little bit raw, with matzah asuya be'ilfis. And also matzah cooked in a pot, you also yoytzu the mitzvah of matzah. My matzah, no. What's matzah, no? What it exactly is matzah, no? So Mara says, it explains that when's it considered no enough that it's still considered fuya. Now here we're talking about matzah and Pesach, by the way. For those that were curious, we're not talking about, because it says yaitzah, it doesn't mean, obviously, the taida. It means yaitzah matzano, matzah asu b'ilfas, my matzano, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a shmuel, kol she parsa, if you pull it apart, the in chitin v'shachamena, it's not stringy. It's not stringy, right? That means it's already baked enough to be yaitzah mitzvah matzah. I'm a rabbi, chin lini lach me taida. Lachna is the same halacha. I'm a pshita, hocha lachem ksiv, hocha lachem ksiv. I've had it, the same exact halacha, multi lachem. So the Gemara Ma'od the Tema that maybe Toida needs a little more. Why? Because Ma'od the Tema Echad Amar Rachmano says by the Toida the word Echad when it talks about taking off the Truma Vikramenu Echad with called carbon and Shlayita Paros shouldn't be considered a Paros. V'akamana Prisadamia before it's baked fully baked it falls apart easily. So maybe it's Kamanda Prisadami Kamas V'lon that's still called Lechem as long as you pull it apart no not stringy then it's called Lechem. Itmar we learned, the machlokes, famous machlokes they have in a few places in Shas, the next machlokes, including in Masechtas Menachos, we had it already once, we have Masechtas Kedushin, you have Masechtas Erevin, Itmar. We know we need 40 chalas for the Toida, so, and we know that what makes the Kaddish the Shechita. What happens, Toida sheshachta al shmoinim chalas, he shechta the Toida l'shem 80 chalas. 40 out of 80 are Kaddish. Rav Yechon Omar, loy kitchum. It's not Kaddish, nothing's Kaddish. And therefore you're not Yotzi a Mitzvah because nothing became Kaddish. Om Rav Zeru, let's qualify this like this. Om Rav Zeru, I call Moedim, Heiched Om Likashu Abom Tech Shmoinim. If he says like this, I want him to Kaddish 40 out of the 80. And I put 80 here just in case something goes wrong, 40 out of the 80. So that everyone agrees is Kaddish, because I only Kaddish 40 out of 80, there's no problem with that. If you say Al Yikashu Abam Kem Yikashu Shmainim, I only want to do 40 if all 80. I don't want to do 40. I want to do 80. And I'm saying clearly, I'm only Mekadosh if I get 80. then like Kitchu. Everyone agrees it's not Makadosh, because no such thing as 80 Chalas. So what's the Machlekes of Yerichon and Arashlakesh? Ki pligi bistama. We don't say anything. If you just Makadosh, you have 80 Chalas sitting right here, and I shech the Toida, and I don't say anything. Masav alachrayas kamachavin. One man the Yomar holds Kadosh, which would mean Chiski in this case, holds lachrayas kamachavin, which means that the reason why he brought 80 is because just in case something gets, goes wrong. But Avadi only wants to be Kadosh 40, and it's like a umdina. He only wants to do 40. That's one man the Yomar. Masav alachrayas kamachavin. No, he wants a big cupboard. He wants to really thank Hashem. He wants 80 things. But you know, as we know in life, they even want to do the biggest mitzvah, but if it's not like the Torah, it's just a mitzvah. But he, this guy decided he's going to do 80 kabon, 80 chalas. He wants to have more thanks to you, Hashem. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. So I upon him, that's one pshat via machlekes. Abai Omar, Abai says, another pshat. Abai Omar, the kuli amo, kamechavin, over kli shores, mekachim shloim edas, kamifigi. The reason why that was negay, that shtikl Musa was, it's the gay for now in the Yontav Pesach. The people say, Yontav Pesach, why do you have to look for everything? What's wrong? Why do you make yourself crazy? So Teretz says, because Chazal told us that a mashu chametz is aser, and Chazal told us a lot of different things, the chumra de chametz. We didn't make up chumra de chametz. It wasn't made up in 100 years ago. It was made up in the time of Chazal. So even though to us it makes no sense, because we're as dumb as can be compared to Chazal. So that's why sometimes Chazal kavei, what's a mitzvah? That was why it was the game in Yonah de Yom, that piece of raid bite, like you said. Abai Yama, the kuli Yama, the kuliyama kamachav like this. Kuliyama, our gish is chayes kamachavim. Rashi Kesiyah says no. The carbon gadol kamachavim. Betzem, he wants to do a carbon gadol, and we said a carbon gadol, nothing works. So what's the bia machaykas chischiyar of Yechonam? So the more klisharis mekachim shaloi medas kamifagi. That klisharis is mekadesh shaloi medas. What's going on here? He didn't have das to do it, but Mar Savar that klisharis mekachim medas. That when I do a klisharis is the second, when I shecht this carbon, automatically 40 chalas come kaddish. Even though me had the wrong das, automatically comes kaddish. That's the pshat in Chizkiya. On Ma'asav, Rabbi Yechon says klisharis em kashim shlomi das. It's not work shlomi das. That's
therefore,
and therefore nothing's kaddish because he was a carbon god l'mechavin. Nothing's kaddish. The mechleikus over here. So the first mechleikus was does it mean a chrayis kohen gadol? Second thing, everyone holds carbon gadol, so that's nashi v'chal. But there's a new din, mekachim shlomi das. You don't need a das. Automatically, for to come kaddish. A third b'yam machlekes. A papa amar kulam klisharos mekachim shlomi das. Everyone agrees it's mekachim shlomi das. But hachol besakin kamefgiya. Sakin is not a spitz klisharos. Not a regular klisharos. Marasov a sakin mekadesh as klisharos. It goes shlomi das. Marasov our sakin kim lasley toich has no inside in mekadesh as klisharos. It's not the same level as klisharos. It's not mekadesh shlomi das. It's not the same. It's an inferior klisharis. Beikadamri, punkt opposite. So this is the third B.M. Chalikas, or Papa. So one version is they're saying the Shaila is a sack and it's good enough. The second version is the opposite. Beikadamri, your Papa, Mekudam, Klisharis, ain't Mekachim Adas. But everyone agrees Klisharis is not Mekachim Adas. But maybe a sack is even better. Vahokhav a sack and Mefiki. Masov a sack and a lima of Klisharis. Sack is better than Klisharis. The Avakav, the less they toich, since even though it has no toich Mekacha, so therefore it can do Shalem Adas also. It's a better type of Klisharis. It's an interesting Klisharis that could do more than usual. Therefore it could do even Shalem Adas. So Marasov a sack and loyal lima of Klisharis. Not better than Klisharis. So that is three or four, on the third, there's two versions of the Chalikas or Yechon and Shlokash. So we learned already now that the way you mekadesh lechem is through shechting the toida, and we had a shiloh has to be inside the azara, not machlekes, what it means chutz lechayma, v'yachan arash lakish. But now I want to go further when it comes to the psulim of machshava. So shachta chutz azmanah v'chutz lechayma. We know that a regular shchita chutz azmanoi is pigel v'chayiv karas. What does chutz azmanah mean? It means I have a mind to eat it at the wrong time, or be makrevin in the wrong time. Chutz mekayma means in the wrong place. I have a mind to eat the toida in Beit Har. The halacha is that's called chutz mekayma. And chutz mekayma, it's not pigel. It's not the same level of pigel. It's not chayav karas. It's only an iser la. Shach the chutz mekayma, chutz mekayma, kiddush alechem. So what's happened? When the shchita chutz mekayma, chutz mekayma, both are 40 shchita. Zok the mishnah kiddush alechem. The lechem still becomes kaddish, even though it's not a good shchita. Shachta v'nimtzis treifa, if you made a shchita and it was found a treifa, means the carbon was never a good carbon, like kiddush lechem. The lechem is not kiddush. Why? Because that was possible before it got to Azara. Since it was possible before it got to Azara, the whole shechita was never good, and therefore like kiddush lechem. So remember, in the first half, where it's a machshava problem, there it's kiddush lechem. Second, where it was a problem, there's nimsa treifa, like kiddush lechem. Shachta mitzvah v'amum. So what do you say? That's similar to a case of treifa l'chayra. But the Gemara is saying that, but the Mishnah says machlekes. Shachta mitzvah v'amum. We've seen in the Gemara the beer machlekes. Shachta mitzvah v'amum. Rabbi Leizer ain't about kiddush. Let's say it's kiddush. V'chamayim v'lo kiddush. It's not kiddush. Now let's go to the fourth case. So the first case of chuzman chuzam kain bai. That's a case of that's kiddush lechem. Shachta mitzvah treifa lo kiddush lechem. Then we have shachta mitzvah v'amum machlekes. Now we have shachta shlo shma. V'chein el malu and v'chein shnei kipsi atzer shachta shman loy kiddush alechem. Which means by shlo shma, we spoke about briefly before in a brisa, by shlo shma, by lechem toida, does not mekadosh. We have pasuk zevach toida shlama has to be the shma. It's not supposed to be kiddush, even though shlo shma is not worse than pigle, right? Still here it's worse, but pasuk says it's not kiddush alechem. And here all of a sudden the Mishnah brings in v'chein el malu and v'chein shnei kipsi atzer. And he also could have said nazir, like the Gemara says. He also could have said nazir as well. So I can't. My son's bothering me that only the gavet is. It's emulu mistake of say only gavet shlosh. What about the other things? Other thing I'm saying malach also. Why don't I mention over here? So if someone can find the kasha, there, it'll be nice. But my son found the sivas hakodesh as the kasha and the sivas hakodesh as the kasha. And he has a pesach malach there. I and Sham, but it's a aura. Okay. Talk to Gemara. Our mishnah is going according to who? Our mishnah is mechalek between chutzas mano, chutzam kaima, and chutzas treifa. Who is it going according to? It's going according to Rameya. So we're going to start this Indian. We're not going to finish it today. We'll have to continue next year. Masisa Moni Rameya. The time of the Braisa. This is the cloud. Kol she pesulai koidem shchita. If the psul is before the shchita, for example, treifa, like kiddush alechem. Psulai achas shchita, which means that lav dafka achas shchita, means even v'sha shchita, psulai achas shchita, kiddush alechem, the lechem is kodesh. And we'll give an example. Shachta chutzes vano chutzem kaima, which is b'shach shchita kiddush alechem. Shachta mitzvah treifa, which is psulay kaidem shchita loy kiddush alechem. Shachta this is balas mum. This is all around meya shita. That's our mishnah like our meya. Shachta this is balas mum. On top of ayin tesam and alaf now. Shachta this is balas mum. Rabbi Eliezer oimer kiddush. It's kodesh. Rabbi Shua oimer loy kiddush. It's not kiddush. It's chleikus. And we have to explain that. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll explain it. The Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says the three levels are pigol. It's kiddush. Treifa like kiddush. Balas mum is machleikus. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir's version. I'm Rav Yehuda, no. When Nechlu Rav Shlaz Rav Yeshua, Shashach Tumis is Treifa, Shloi Kiddush, Vachutz Zmanoi, Shekiddush, Vabamum, Shloi Kiddush. Bamum is like a Treifa, which makes sense. Rav Meir is the one who needs an explanation. What is the Machlekes? Vamanechlu, Vachutz Mekoimoi. Now we just changed something. The first part, the Chutz Zmanoi, that is there is Kiddush Alechem. Chutz Mekoimoi, which is less absurd, might be worse. The argument of chutzim koymoi. Rabbi Lezer am a kiddush, Rabbi Shua loy kiddush. Rabbi Lezer says kiddush, and Rabbi Shua says loy kiddush. And what's the pshat in this machlokes? Amar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says like this: Ha'olam chutzim manoi apostle, chutzim kaim apostle. So why should it be different? Ma chutzim manoi kiddush. It's kiddush lechem. It's pshat shchita. It's mekash lechem. Afi chutzim koymoi kiddush. Rabbi Shua says no. Amar Rabbi Shua. Ha'olam chutzim kaim apostle, ubal mum apostle. Bamum is also apostle. Ma bamum loy kiddush, al chutzim kaim loy kiddush. So amar loy Rabbi Eliezer, what are you talking about? I need the misu l'chutzim manoi. Bad misu bamum. So let's see which one's more similar. Nir l'mi daima. Im daima l'chutzim manoi. If it's daima l'chutzim manoi, then the daima l'chutzim manoi. Then that'll be good. Well, the Rebbe says I say it's chutzim manoi. So let's see if it's daima l'chutzim manoi, I'll be right. If it's done l'bamum, you'll be right. Then l'bamum. So he started being done. Who's right? His chur avlez l'adun donam psum achshav psum achshava. They're both psum achshava. Chutz v'kayimai and chutz v'manai both psum achshava. So they're both the same. Just like psul chutz v'manai is v'kadosh lechem because it's v'shas ma'isa v'shas shchita. Here also v'ain donam psum achshav psul bal guf b'bamum is psul guf which is before what shaychis. But Rabbi Shu says no, I'm right. His chur Rabbi Shu l'adun donam psul shem v'karis m'psul shem v'karis. First of all, I want to learn a chutzim kaim, which is no karis, from bamum, which is no karis. Vayichia chutzim manis shepsul shetz v'karis. First of all, chutzim manis pigul is chayv karis. I'm not learning a chutzim kaim from there. Va'oid, this is a real good kasha. Nedarim shloy shmo. Shloy shmo is a machshava, And it's not Makash Lechem. So Psalm Achshava, Vayim Karis. It's Psalm Achshava, there's no Karis. It's not Makash Lechem. Veshosek Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer agreed to that. So really, he's really comparing it to Shaloy Yosma. But he has two things. Lebam Moments or Yosma, both are puzzle. It's not Kiddush Alechem. There's no Karis. Masek Chosman Yeh. So now we're still left to explain Rameyer, which will be in the next year, Metz Hashem. We will explain Rameyer why Rameyer he agrees that Treifa, that's possible. And therefore there's no, possible Shechit, there's no Kiddush Lechem. Also about Mum is Machlaikas. Bisafi Rabbi Yehuda's version is good, because everyone agrees that there it's like a Treifa. But go to Rameyer, you have to explain it. But we did explain for Rabbi Yehuda the Bir Machlaikas by Chutzim Koimai. Is it Daimah to Chutzim Manai, or is it Daimah to Baal Mum and Shaloy Lishma?